For a long while, water and ingathering have been connected to one another. Water and renewal, water and depth, water and spirituality. There are rituals involving water across religious traditions. For us as Unitarian Universalists, our relationship to water deepened in 1980. That year, two Unitarian Universalist women, Carolyn McDade and Lucille Shuck Longview, were asked to create a worship service for the Women and Religion Continental Convocation. Say that three times fast. Women and Religion Continental Convocation of Unitarian Universalists. And as they shaped that service, McDade and Longview wanted to create a new ritual that spoke to our connectedness to one another, to the totality of life, and to our place on this planet. They included a new inclusive view, symbol of women's spirituality, water. They write, water is more than simply a metaphor. It is elemental and primary, calling forth feelings of awe and reverence, acknowledging that the ocean is considered by many to be the place from which all life on our planet came. It is the womb of life, and the amniotic waters surround each of us prenatally. We now realize that this worship service, this ritual for us, is a new story of creation. We choose water as our symbol of empowerment. And as part of our in-gathering service this morning, we offer water as a symbol of the connection of one droplet to another, of our empowerment as a community, as a congregation in Santa Clarita, connected to the broader community that surrounds us. And if this were to be in person, this ritual would involve bringing water from home or somewhere you traveled. It would be water from our own faucet at Vibe, poured from one vessel to another. Last year, I think we dissolved things and we wanted to leave behind in the waters. We have had an abundance of shared water without a drop to drink in those rituals. But one thing we can do now at our homes that we couldn't do then at Vibe necessarily is to nourish our own bodies, our whole selves, with the power of water. So each part of this water communion, we will take a sip from our own glass, or we will blow bubbles from our own fountains or bottles, whatever the case may be. So I invite you to, if you don't have a glass of water, to get one now. If you joined us late and didn't hear the announcement, I'll give you a moment now to go get a glass of water. Certainly in this heat wave, there's no wrong time today to be hydrating a little. Each part of this water communion, we will let the coolness of the water refresh us, renew us, join with us as we share with one another. We let this time serve as a place to share our joys and our sorrows, gratitudes and concerns that we carry with us in our hearts that ripple outward, touching others. And so in that spirit, during our service, we'll have some time to share in the chat. And I invite you to share in the chat words about the significance of each symbol of water for you. First, we'll have a chance to share water that reminds us that while we have some abundance, while some have abundance, others struggle in scarcity. This container empty of water reminds us of all who lack access to safe and affordable water. I dedicate this first joining of our waters to begin our water communion with this symbol of our solidarity with efforts of Indigenous water protectors, of the water activists in our own valley, and to all those who around the world that are calling for the human right to water. Water is life, Glenda writes, yes. To bring our awareness to that scarcity to those efforts that need our love and support. We offer ourselves a drop of water. If you would like to say a word or two about the significance of this water, please share these words in the chat now. Langston Hughes wrote, I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood in human veins. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in the Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo and it lulled me to sleep. I look upon the Nile and raise the pyramids above it. I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans, and I've seen its muddy bosom turn golden in the sunset. I've known rivers, ancient, dusky rivers. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. Part two, the waters that carry us. There are waters that have carried us to where we are today. The waters that have reminded us of the changes and transitions in our lives. Our journey over the past year, whether spiritual or physical. The waters of our childhoods, the harbors that sheltered us, the streams we frolicked in. The waters we only dreamt of. I invite you to share waters that remind you of the changes and transformations in your life, your journey, whether spiritual or physical. And to bring our awareness to the waters of change and transformation, we offer ourselves another taste of water. If you'd like to share a word or two about the significance of this water that has carried you, share these words in the chat with us. Sweet honey in the rock, Dr. Issei Barnwell sings for us. Would you harbor me? Would I harbor you? Would you harbor me? Would I harbor you? Part three, the waters of storms. Now it is time to share water that symbolizes the storms in our lives, the concerns and sorrows, confusions and frustrations. Allow the glass of water before you to be one of receiving and healing as it absorbs your storm as you drink once more. And into the silence, once again, you're welcome to say a word or two about the significance of this water. The storms you have weathered, the storms you are facing now, the desire for healing. The water that sustains us. There are mighty streams that have sustained us that remind us of the wellspring of our lives. The water that sustains you when you are feeling empty, the joys that give you hope and buoy you up. To bring our awareness to these waters, we savor that water once again that brings us sustenance and joy. And we share again, if we wish, a word or two about the significance of this water in our chat. Leslie Takahashi writes, We seek sustenance like the long pull of water on a hot day. We crave nourishment with the eagerness with which we welcome the bread in our mouths. We turn towards inner peace like a plant turning toward the warming nutrition of the sun's rays. We stretch toward strength as we move our limbs after too much inactivity. We kindle the love for ourselves and for others from the spark ever present in our hearts. We slake our thirst for beauty as we drink in the colors of the sunset and the jewel tones of the last fading rays. And in this way, we are sustained. And in this way, we are moved to the next moment as it offers us surprises and gifts. Part 5. And our final part of this water communion ritual recognizes the waters that renew our vows. Tony Lorenzen writes that without water, there is no life. Wherever this water is present, wherever this water is present and however it is used in ritual, this water is a reminder of the life-affirming power of a dog with a squeak toy and the sacredness and worth of each human life, that power of love. We drink once more to recognize the water that restores our commitments to those who are shoulder to shoulder with us in community here on Zoom, and to those who will be carried out upon the next wave in future generations of this very congregation.